Good morning.
Morning.
Early this summer, I went to visit my grandpa in Virginia, who is here with us today. He has wild black raspberries growing in his backyard. So, one afternoon, we went out to do some picking. And as we were picking, there were so many berries back in the briars out of reach, until my grandpa started to flatten out a small path using his boots. As he bent low, reaching deep into the brush to pick the dark berries, he said something like this: "Adrian, this is very much like our mission. We've got to be reaching into the difficult places to snatch out those who hang ripe on the edge of eternity." Pretty deep thoughts for berry picking. We do have a call, don't we? And it's a call that we will completely miss if we are not intentional with the time that he's given us. If you don't know, my husband John has had Lyme disease for 8 years, spending the first two completely bedbound, and the last six slowly crawling out of the clutches of that illness. For so long, our calling has been very clear. We have been called to simply be faithful to God and to show what it is to follow Jesus in suffering. But these days, John is feeling better and better. And while there's still much he can't do, he's cooking meals daily and happy to host a crowd. As my husband has made improvements in his health, we have been considering what God has for us now. God has really started to burden our hearts for our neighborhood. These are men and women who live so close to us, but who are separated from us by walls and doors. We began looking for opportunities to take meals and cookies to our neighbors. On Easter, we potted marigolds in little clay pots and tied a note to each one to deliver to our neighbors. The note told our neighbors that we were happy to live near them and that Easter was a really special day for us because it celebrates what our Redeemer did for us. We invited them to come celebrate at Grace, and we gave them our phone number to call if we could ever be of help. We're continuing to look for ways to be intentional. This month, John and I decided to host a barbecue to celebrate Independence Day. We decided to invite the 15 houses on our little cul-de-sac. So we printed off little invitations, and I spent a little over an hour knocking on my neighbors' doors to invite them over. Just this 1 hour gave me the chance to meet two neighbors I had never met. One man that our neighbors had said was a recluse spent 30 minutes talking my ear off. The Friday after July 4th, we ended up with 16 people at our 1,100-square-foot home, 16 people with various backgrounds and lifestyles. We borrowed a few tables and chairs from neighbors and added a small seating area outside under the tree. John fixed a massive amount of pulled pork and baked beans and a couple of fruit cobblers. We had plenty of food for everyone. What we didn't expect was for our neighbors to bring so much food to contribute. We seriously had a feast to rival any church potluck. John and I learned a lot about our neighbors that day. We discovered some needs in their lives. One man shared that his father had just been placed in hospice. We found out that another neighbor couldn't attend because his MS had really flared up, and he was really going through a hard time. These provide opportunities for us to continue to reach into their lives. You know, when you sit with people with the purpose of getting to know them, the same people that you wave at as you pass them on your way to work, when you sit and eat with them and listen to them and laugh with them, they become real people, as real as you are. Over the next couple of days, the Holy Spirit hit me so hard with this truth. Here at Grace that following Sunday, we sang an old hymn together. "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." And moments after, my heart was celebrating the joy of standing on that solid rock, I was hit with a wave of horror that I have neighbors in the sinking sand, neighbors who don't know the Messiah. I wept that service. I had to step out because I couldn't keep back the sobs. I'm learning that sharing the gospel is not something that we do just out of obligation or guilt. We have been restored to a beautiful, hope-filled relationship with our God through Jesus Christ. How can we hoard that hope to ourselves when it has been so freely given to us? Let's be intentional in finding ways to reach into the lives of those in our circles, to connect with them, to love on them, and to share the truth of Christ with them. John and I have had several brief opportunities to speak truth about Jesus to our neighbors, but we're praying for more. We often have to refocus, as it's so easy to get distracted, caught up in daily obligation, and to forget what is at stake. Currently, we're planning other ways to continue building those relationships, and I'd love to talk to you about that if you want to come up to me after church. If we'll go back to my grandfather's illustration in the berry patch, that man may be 81, but he is serious about berry picking. He kept going deeper and deeper into the berry patch, which was set on a steep hill, mind you. At one point, I decided he was in a precarious position and that he very well might fall. So I grabbed the back of his belt, and as he would bend forward deep into the brush and grab the berries, I was supporting him. The symbolism was powerful to me. If I didn't have his belt, I'm pretty sure he would have fallen, and he wouldn't have gotten some of the berries. You know, we can come alongside one another in ministry in the same way. We can aid one another in our individual missions. You see, the neighbor on the very end of our cul-de-sac is a strong believer, and she came to our barbecue. We were able to spread ourselves out and engage with our neighbors and make connections. I saw her out the other day talking to one of the neighbors that she had met at the barbecue. We can be fellow workers in our neighborhood. John still can't do very much physical labor, but we have men in this church who are going to come into our neighborhood to do some work around the house of the man with MS. I have a dear friend, Hannah Romaine, who prays with me about our neighbors, and she follows up with me and encourages me to continue. These fellow believers are holding belts. So wherever your berry patch may be, let's continue to be intentional in reaching out. And maybe look around for fellow workers who may need you to hold on to their belts as they reach into difficult places.